The museum actually arose as a vision from our founders, a group of survivors who had made their way to Houston after World War II, settled into Houston because Galveston was a port of entry for the Holocaust survivors. So it was natural that there would be a base of people here already. And one of them took a trip to Israel. And while he was in Israel, he just thought the story has to be preserved. And he came back. His name was Siggy Isaacson. And he was in the book. You probably saw him. And Siggy came back and started talking to the other survivors to say, what happens when we're gone? Who's going to tell our story? How will people remember what happened to us and learn not to do it again? So he started a group, and they got together and over the years developed momentum enough to actually get a museum born and get the funding for it and get it started and to get it opened. And we first opened in a little office building out of Fountain View. And then in 1996, this building actually was formally opened and dedicated as a full museum.